Hello. You are listening to the Grieving Parents Sharing Hope podcast. We are here to walk with parents on their unwanted journey of child loss, guiding them to a place of hope, light, and purpose, not in spite of their child's death, but as a way to honor his or her life. And now, here is your host, author, speaker, and bereaved parent, Laura Deal.
Hi. Today we are going to look at a specific scripture. Now, a few of you over the years have told me that this verse has been an anchor for you, but most of us feel like this is one of those scriptures that just isn't true, and we want to marker it out of our Bibles. And that verse is Jeremiah 29:11. This verse keeps showing up for me lately, and after hearing it again this morning, the day I'm recording this, I decided to ditch what I had originally planned as this week's topic and talk about this scripture instead. Now, in case you don't remember what Jeremiah 29:11 is, it's the verse that says, "I know the plans I have for you to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future." Now, in order to have hope, one thing we need to do is to hit head on the fact that God's plan is to bless us. And so this is where we're going to talk about Jeremiah 29:11. Now, we may feel like he lied to us in this verse, but God's plan is not to harm you. God's plan is to give you hope when the enemy steals from you and tries to destroy you. God's plan is to bless you with good things beyond what the enemy has done, especially when you don't think it's even possible, and to give all of us a wonderful future that goes beyond this world with our children and others we love. We have to start with acknowledging that he wants to bless us. He wants to bless you. He has blessings for you, and you do still have a good future, both here on this earth and the one that will be with your child someday. Colossians 1:27 says God wants these great riches of the hidden truth to be made known. And the secret is this: Christ in you brings hope of all the great things yet to come. I know for some of you, a lot of you may be listening, you think that the hope of all the great things yet to come, the only great thing yet to come, is to be with your child again in heaven. But that's just not true. That's the only hope you see right now. That's the only great thing you can see right now because of the darkness and the pain. But there is more than that, and it's here for you still here on earth. 2 months after Becca died, I did not think I could take the horrific pain and the suffocating darkness anymore. And I wrote in my journal the words, "So kill me, God, do it now, please." I hear and see quite often other freshly grieving parents feel the same way I did then. We aren't usually suicidal. We just don't want to live anymore. We don't want to be here. A part of our very being has been cut off from us, and the pain we feel like is too great to continue living. Most of us know in our heads that we have people to live for, but it takes a while for our hearts to get past the horrendous pain, to be able to comprehend it in a way that becomes a lifeline for us. So if that is how you're feeling, just know that you're not the only one, and know that there is also hope to get beyond feeling that way. For most of my adult life, I wanted to live to be 100, like a few of my relatives lived. There is longevity and good health on both sides of my family, so there is a fairly good chance of that. But after Becca died, I took that off the table, and I decided the sooner I was out of here, the better. A few months later, I did write a journal entry thanking the Holy Spirit for giving me a reason to stick around, and that reason was for specific people I still had in my life, and some of the things I realized that I really didn't want to miss out on with them. things like watching my grandchildren grow up, things like watching my kids be parents, things, you know, watching my kids just continue on in life and hit milestones, and my grandkids hit milestones, and just all kinds of things. And I'm really sorry for those of you who don't have other children, you don't have grandchildren, but I can guarantee that there are still things in your future that you are not going to miss out on. Now, what I wrote after I had written some of these things that I didn't want to miss out on in life, it gave me a glimmer of a reason, a glimmer of a reason to continue living. And I ended that entry by writing, with that new hope and revelation, I can once again begin to claim verses like Psalm 91:16 that say, "With long life I will satisfy him." Now, I still felt like it was a big stretch to believe that God would satisfy me. I mean, how was that possible with my daughter no longer here on this earth? But I was feeling the seed of hope sprouting inside me. And I decided I was going to do what I could to water that seed of hope and to nurture it. Would you like to know a way to do that? Pull out a piece of paper and write down at least 5 people who still want and need you in their lives. And do not tell yourself that no one needs you or would even miss you, because I know that's what a lot of you think. Nobody would even care if I were still here. Nobody would even miss me. And that is a lie. That is the enemy feeding you lies. So once you write down these 5 people that still want and need you in their lives, what are some of the things that you know that are in their future that it might be kind of nice to be there to see or be a part of? And write those things down next to their names. Now, when you're done with that, put it in a place where you're going to see it once in a while as a reminder of the hope you have in your future still here on earth, of the good things God has for you. And you'll probably find yourself adding to it once in a while as well. What I'm getting ready to share with you right now may sound familiar to some of you because it was part of a recent weekly Word of Hope email. We tend to think that our child did not get to fulfill his or her purpose because they left this earth before we did. But we don't know that. God had a plan in place for them, just like Jeremiah 29:11 says, as well as for us. Before they were even conceived, before we were even conceived, God had a plan in place for you and for your child. Now, I have done a lot of thinking and praying about this. How is it that God created each one of us with a plan and a purpose for our lives, but our child fulfilled that purpose so much earlier than we did? How is that even possible, right? And how were they able to do that if they died at a very young age or even in the womb and didn't take a breath outside the womb? What if our child died while they were in rebellion? Does that mean that he or she missed fulfilling God's purpose for their life? Or for some of you, it's so painful that they ended their own life. Does that mean they didn't fulfill their purpose and they cut their own life short? Like Jeremiah 29:11 says, God tells us he knows the plans he has for us, and he also knows the number of days we will have here on earth. We find that in Psalm 139:16 and also in Job 14:5. We also know the enemy comes to kill, to steal, and to destroy, which is John 10:10. So, did the enemy stop God's plan for the lives of our children? Then here's something else. The Bible also says that no plan of God's can be withheld from him, which is Job 42:2. I can go around and around and around on these things, and my mind just can't seem to land on anything that makes sense of it all, except we are only looking at our time here on earth. But God is looking beyond that into eternity. Could it be that we see our purpose as something we do here on earth, but God looks at our purpose through the eyes of who we are from the day we are conceived right through to our entrance into heaven and beyond? Are we looking at our purpose as something external and based on the natural realm when our true purpose is spiritual and eternal? Just because I don't understand why my child died does not mean there's no purpose in it. What if our child's purpose was done here on earth, but it's continuing in eternity? What if the purpose of our child's death here on earth was to influence our lives so deeply that we touch others in a way that affects eternity on our child's behalf? For instance, I know someone I met years ago, her name is Anne, and she started an organization going into schools against bullying after her child died by suicide because of being bullied. Some of you know BJ and Dr. Doug Jensen, who were part of a sign language choir that traveled around the world as they ministered to grieving parents after the death of their son Jay and a pregnancy loss that BJ had many years ago. Kelly wrote a book and started a ministry to those who have faced pregnancy loss after her own losses. I had her on the podcast a long time ago when I first started. We have friends here in Wisconsin. In fact, they're part of the reason we have GPS Hope at all. Dave and Dee hold a yearly run for, it's called QT Heart Disease, and they donate things like heart defibrillators to local businesses after their daughter died in her sleep from this. My friend Angelique, she's been on this podcast more than once, has recorded a powerful song that her son wrote 2 weeks before he died, and the song she writes and sings and records now have a much deeper message for those who are hurting and lost. I could go on and on, but you get the idea. We might see these as God's purpose for their life after the death of their child, but I see it as the eternal purpose of our child continuing here on earth through us. I know we would rather have our child here continuing their eternal purpose, but that's not what happened. And we have an opportunity to be that purpose for them now. We do because we are. We are the parent of our child. Not were, we are. We are filled with God's Spirit. We may still be here on earth, but we are eternal beings with an eternal purpose. So when you can, spend some time thinking about how we usually see a purpose for life as something that we do while here on earth. But since we're spiritual beings, our purpose is so much more than that. Just because your child is no longer here with you on earth does not mean that their purpose for eternity has been fulfilled. The question is, how will their life and their death continue to affect others for eternity through you? And this just may also become your eternal purpose. Psalm 139, verse 16 says, "You saw me before I was born and scheduled each day of my life before I began to breathe. Every day was recorded in your book." Now let's read that again and think about this concerning your child. You saw my child. You saw my son, my daughter, before he or she was even born, and you scheduled each day of their life before they even began to breathe. Every single day was recorded in your book. Right now, I want to go back to Jeremiah 29, verse 11, and I want to read through the beginning of it several times, putting the emphasis on a different word each time. And the reason I want to do this is because all my life, I've pretty much always heard the emphasis put on the word no, for I know the plans I have for you. But this morning, I heard someone share it as part of a conversation they were having with God, and God was reminding him of this scripture. And it sounded so much more like it was personally from God, the way this person shared it. And so I want to share it with you and see if it does the same thing for you, where God is saying, "For I know the plans I still have for you." I mean, that to me, that just makes it so personal from God to us. How about we're familiar with, "For I know the plans I have for you." Or here's God saying, "For I know the plans I still have for you. Or he might be saying to you, for I know the plans I still have for you. Maybe God's saying, for I know the plans I still have for you. And here's the last one. Maybe God is saying to you personally, for I know the plans I still have for you. God does have a plan for your life. He declares it to give you a future and a hope. One translation says, I have plans to give you a future filled with hope. The death of your child did not blindside God. He had a plan set in place for you as a bereaver before you were even born. Your future is full of hope. It can also be filled with wonder and amazement at the goodness and faithfulness of God through both the incredible blessings and the painful tragedies, because through both of these, we have the opportunity to see His powerful hand at work in our lives, and we have the opportunity to see the good plans that He has for us, plans of a future and a hope, and to be able to live that out and to see it happen is absolutely incredible. And I believe that you will see it for yourself. I am excited to announce a GPS Hope and Healing Retreat this spring. Now, Dave and I had to uncover the Hope Mobile. It's been parked at the campground for the winter, and we had to drive it into where we have take it every year for maintenance. And it felt so good for me to be driving behind the Hope Mobile and seeing it out on the road. Now, we're not going to be taking the Hope Mobile in Ohio. We'll be taking our car, but it feels so good to be having a retreat again. It's going to be in Ohio on May 24th through the 26th. There's only room for four couples and for four moms coming on their own. And a couple of these have already been spoken for. This is going to go fast. So be sure to check it out right away if you're interested. You can find out more at gpshope.org/retreat. There will be a link for that in the show notes if that's easier for you to just click on that. If that doesn't work for you to come to Ohio, consider coming to our stomping grounds here in South Central Wisconsin the first weekend in August. We are having a Weekend of Hope, which is a time for Dave and I to minister to you directly, sending you back home more prepared for this unwanted lifelong journey. It's a chance for us to meet you face to face, which I would love. This is in conjunction with our big Celebration of Hope dinner that Saturday night to acknowledge that Dave and I have been doing this for 10 years now, and this big dinner celebration is included in your weekend registration. So check it out. I also have a bunch of things planned if you want to make a vacation of it and come early. I have something planned every evening starting that Monday night up through that Weekend of Hope. You can come for the whole week, come a day early, 3 days early, whatever. It's all there. Go to gpshope.org/weekendofhope, or just go to the website, click on events, you'll find it, and I'll put a link to that in the show notes as well. Also, there is the opportunity to spend time with Dave and I on a cruise. This is set for February of 2025. Lots of time to get your cabin secure and pay for it. It's a really good price on this ship. I believe the cabins are at least $1,000 less here, you know, for this cruise than it is if you were to book this cruise through the ship itself. I'll be having a birthday while we're on the ship, so come celebrate with me. While we're on board, on the days out to sea, there is a seminar with speakers and workshops for those of us who are grieving and deeply missing someone in our lives who's no longer here. That means it's for anyone who's lost a spouse, a parent, anyone that it just you're really missing them and really hurting. GPS Hope will have 3 workshop sessions that will be just for us bereavers. You can find out more about the grief cruise by going to gpshope.org/cruise. Link in the show notes for that as well. One last thing. I did mention a few minutes ago the weekly Word of Hope emails. I send them out each Wednesday. It includes a word of encouragement. I tell you what this week's podcast topic is, and then I let you know of one resource or event that you may want to know about. We do not spam you. I very rarely send out other or extra emails because I try to keep everyone up to date on GPS Hope in these once a week, weekly Word of Hope sendouts. So to sign up for this, just go to gpshope.org/hope. There's also a link in every email to unsubscribe when you no longer want to receive it. Okay, that's enough of the announcements of what we have going on for you. Let's go ahead with this week's birthday segment. Brandon Matos was born on April 14th and is forever 23. Miley Birding Ground was born on April 16th and is forever 15. Brianna Martinez was born on April 17th and is forever 17. Cayman Ben Jardel was born on April 19th and is forever 17. We celebrate the day these children came into the world. We will always see it as a very special and important day. If you would like to have your child's birthday announced the week of his or her birthday, I would love to be able to do that for you. Just go to gpshope.org/birthdays. Fill out the information there, including the pronunciation, if your child's first or last name can sometimes be mispronounced, because I want to say it correctly for you. Just submit that information and we will add your child to the birthday segment the week of his or her birthday. And Dave will also send you an email to remind you to listen that week. God is your anchor. He's your rock. He is your firm foundation. He is a very present help in time of trouble. I know you may not feel like he's a very present help, but he is there with you, and he is the giver of hope. Ask him to open your eyes to see these things in a very real way. And I know some of you may be thinking, I have been asking. Just keep holding on. It will come. And not only can you have hope in your future here on earth, truly the most wonderful part happens when we get to leave this sinful world and we get to move to eternity with Jesus. And just think, as a side note, we have someone very dear and close to us who has beat us there. The Amplified Version of Jeremiah 29, verse 11 says, "For I know the thoughts and the plans that I have for you, says the Lord, thoughts and plans for welfare and peace, and not for evil, to give you hope in your final outcome." So hold on. Pain eases. There is hope.